Kitty could be outrageous. If she chose, she could also be charming and competent. She had an impish sense of humor. One evening, saying goodbye to her dinner guests, she surveyed Charlie Taft's great bulk and said, "I am so glad you don't look like your brother," the very slender Senator Robert Taft. Robert protested, raising his hands, and said, "Kitty!" Whereupon she said, to laughter all around, "I said the same thing to Alan Dulles." Like Robert, Kitty was always capable of putting on a performance. And so if there were episodes of histrionics, Kitty also set the stage for many fine performances in which she and Robert played the gracious, intellectual couple. "It was another lunchtime," wrote Ursula Niebuhr, the wife of Dr. Reinhold Niebuhr, a fellow for a year at the Institute. This one was at the Oppenheimer's house on a beautiful spring day, and Kitty had masses of daffodils about the house. George Kennan and his wife were also guests. Robert was at his most charming and hospitable best. After lunching, the guests adjourned for coffee to the lower level of the Oppenheimer living room. In the course of their conversation, Robert discovered that Kennan was unfamiliar with the 17th century poet George Herbert. Herbert was one of Oppie's favorite poets, and so he drew out a fine old edition of Herbert from his bookcase and began reading aloud, in that sympathetic voice of his, a Herbert poem titled "The Pulley," the theme of which was man's restlessness, a trait Oppenheimer knew he carried to a fault. "When God at first made man, having a glass of blessing standing by," the poem ends with these lines, "yet let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. Let him be rich and weary, that at least, if goodness lead him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast."